Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the heartland today, specifically the Silicon Prairie. We are profiling the man who represents Lincoln, Nebraska, and a whole lot of cornfields in between. We are talking about Republican Representative Mike Flood of Nebraska's 1st District.
Mike Flood is a character, Stephen. Usually, when we profile members of Congress, we talk about their time as lawyers or mayors. And sure, Mike Flood is a lawyer, but in Nebraska, he is famous for something completely different. He is a media mogul. And I don't mean he owns a few stocks. I mean he built a broadcasting empire from scratch. It started when he was in law school. He launched a radio station in his hometown of Norfolk called US 92. And he wasn't just the owner. Back in the day, he was on air. He went by the name Sideshow Mike.
Wait, Sideshow Mike? Like on a morning zoo crew?
Exactly. He was a morning radio DJ. But he turned that one station into Flood Communications, which now owns radio stations all over the state and founded, quote, News Channel Nebraska. That is a 24-hour news network specifically for rural towns that the big Omaha stations ignore. He broadcasts high school football games, local church services, and farm reports. So when he ran for Congress, he didn't need to introduce himself. People had been listening to his stations for 20 years. He literally controls the airwaves of the district.
That is an incredible political asset. But he also has a serious legislative track record. He wasn't just a DJ. He was the Speaker of the Nebraska Legislature.
And the youngest one in state history, I might add. He became Speaker at age 31. Nebraska has a unique unicameral legislature, meaning there is only one House, no separate Senate and Assembly, and it is technically nonpartisan. So to be Speaker there, you have to be really good at herding cats and building coalitions across party lines. He served there for years before term limits kicked in. But the thing that really made him a legend in Nebraska happened in 2020, right before he went to Congress. It involves the most important thing in the state, Husker football.
I remember this. The Big Ten canceled the season because of COVID, right?
Yes, and Nebraskans went absolutely ballistic. Football is not a game there. It is a way of life. Mike Flood, acting as a private attorney, represented the parents of the Husker football players in a lawsuit against the Big Ten Conference to force them to reinstate the season. He basically argued, let them play. And it worked. The Big Ten eventually reversed course. Whether you agree with the safety aspect or not, politically, that made him a folk hero. He was the guy who saved Saturday game day.
So he goes to Washington with his very populist, rural reputation. But his committee work is surprisingly high-tech.
It is. He sits on the Financial Services Committee, and he chairs the Subcommittee on Housing and Insurance. But his pet project is cryptocurrency. You wouldn't expect a guy from Norfolk, Nebraska to be the crypto guy, but he is. He talks constantly about the Silicon Prairie. Lincoln and Omaha have a growing tech scene, and Flood believes that if the U.S. creates clear regulations for digital assets, Nebraska could become a financial hub for blockchain. He co-sponsored the VIT-21 Act, which basically tries to stop the SEC from suing crypto companies into oblivion. He wants clear rules of the road.
He really bridges that gap between the old economy and the new economy. He represents corn farmers, but he's talking about Bitcoin.
And insurance. We can't forget insurance. Lincoln is known as the Hartford of the West. It has a massive insurance industry. Companies like Ameritas and Assurity are headquartered there. So when Flood chairs that housing and insurance subcommittee, he is protecting thousands of jobs in his own backyard. He is very focused on keeping federal regulators from messing with the state-based insurance system. It's not flashy like saving football, but it keeps the lights on in Lincoln.
He's the DJ who saved football and is now trying to save the housing market.
Sideshow Mike has come a very long way.
That is our profile for Nebraska's First. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.